captain, not co-captain. There's plenty of captains. Gerard Mayo. Gerard Mutt and Lou, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
We're doing good. It's playoff time. Health-wise, how you feeling this time of year going into the playoffs next week?
You feel a little sore, but, you know, everyone's feeling the same. So, you know, I guess, you know, I feel par. We'll keep it at that. I feel par. I'm on par with everyone else.
Hey, you know how Bill Belichick is in press conferences. We've seen it this week. Even less. He seems, I don't know, short fuse with these guys, doesn't want to answer any questions. You guys ever watch his press conferences and just laugh at some of the reactions he gets some of these reporters?
To be honest with you, I've never seen a Bill Belichick press conference. I'm sure it's interesting, though.
Hold on. You've never seen any video
not
of your
clip?
Coach, not even like on TV or listen to anything on the radio with your coach answering questions?
I've seen a clip here and there, you know, but to be honest with you, I don't really watch that much TV, that much television, or, you know, I definitely don't listen to talk radio. Nothing against you guys. I just don't.
That's probably smart.
It's a good idea on your part.
We've been talking a lot about these slow starts, Gerard. And when you look at it, is it just execution on your part coming out, teams throwing different looks at you? How is that something that you work on, slow starts, giving a bye week and not even knowing your opponent?
Yeah, you know, we just have to go against each other pretty much. You know, our offense gives us good looks each and every week. I don't really know the reason for the slow starts, but you know, we have to figure it out because if you dig yourself that big of a hole in the playoffs, it might be a little difficult to come back. But, you know, we showed the mental toughness to get it done, and we're happy where we're at.
You've had a chance to look at the tape. I'm sure it's come up this week. When you talk about the slow starts, you don't know where they come from. Is it more mental, more physical? If you had to pick one of the two in terms of why this team starts so slow, Gerard.
It's probably more mental, you know, just not going out executing the game plan. Or not going out and, you know, not knowing what the offense is going to throw at you. Most of the time when we watch a lot of film on an opponent, they do something completely different in the game. So, you know, I'm not making an excuse, but, you know, we just have to figure it out faster.
You say you don't listen to talk radio, so I'll relay something fans are saying, okay, and even some media, maybe some people that you're talking to right now would say, if the Patriots win this year and they go to the Super Bowl and win, it's going to be because Tom Brady is so good and going to be making up for the defense. The defense is a liability. You guys take offense to that theory that it's all about what Tom does in this postseason run?
You know, Tom's a great player, and at the end of the day, as long as we win, you know, as long as we win, that's the biggest thing. At the end of the day, it's all about points. You know, who has the most points? So our job is to go out there and try to stop the offense from scoring. And if the score is 3-0 or 100-99, you know, to us it doesn't matter as long as we win.
All right, you guys, the number one seed, you have the bye week, similar to the same situation as you had last year. Do you sense a different week of practice this year, maybe than last year? Are there things that you are doing differently, making adjustments?
To be honest with you, I don't even remember last year during the bye week, to be honest with you. But this year we've been doing a lot of things just to get the Patriots better. And that's been the main focus of this week.
Any interaction with Bill O'Brien? I know he's on the offensive side of the ball, but there are reports he's headed to Penn State, and you're on the team. Maybe you ran into him a little bit. Want to get your thoughts on him as a coach, Gerard?
I don't even know Billy. I don't know Bill O'Brien. Who is that?
Come on.
Yeah, he's a good guy. You know, I'm not sure, you know, what that whole situation is, but he's a good coach. We have a great coach staff.
I want to know how much football you're gonna be watching this weekend.
I'll probably catch a couple of games. You know, probably more as a scout than as a fan. So I'll probably turn the volume down and just watch a couple of games of potential opponents.
How much can you get out of that? Like you said, scout. You know, you're not watching your game film. It's you're watching the game on TV like we do. How much can you see?
You can see a good amount. Not as much as you can see from the game films that we get, but you see, you know, the situational football. You know, what are they doing crunch time? What are they doing, you know, 2 minutes? What are they doing on fourth down? Things like that. You just try to get the overall philosophy of a team.
You've been in part of a couple of these playoff games, Gerard. The results have not been great. But I wonder, do you talk to a lot of the guys on this team who have not been in a playoff type atmosphere before? Troy Brown's talked to us about how different that is. Do you take it upon yourself as a captain, as a guy who's been here, to tell some of the newer guys, hey, this is how the playoffs are different?
You know, to be honest with you, I think everyone has a pretty good sense of urgency, you know, with these playoffs. The coach is doing an excellent job making sure everyone knows, you know, every play, you know, it can be one play that can be the difference between a win and a loss. So I think everyone's ready to go and getting prepared.
You guys hate the Steelers over there. So you're rooting for Tebow this weekend in Denver?
To be honest with you, I don't really mind who we play, to be honest with you. Whoever we play, they'll be a good team. So whether it's the Steelers, whether it's the Broncos, whether it's the Bengals, you know, they're all three good teams.
Enjoy the bye weekend here. Look forward to talking to you when we know who the opponent is next week, Gerard. Thanks, man.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks.